ABC Radio Australia.
Well, as Fiji's Prime Minister was in Australia yesterday to spruik the business potential of his country, it was announced at home that he won't be facing any charges over an alleged assault incident. Now, back in August, you may remember that Frank Bainimarama was accused of grabbing and shoving an opposition MP near Parliament House, and soon after, a video was leaked which showed this altercation. Now, the opposition MP involved, Pio Tikanduadua, filed a complaint with police, who have investigated the incident. And yesterday, Fiji's Director of Public Prosecutions revealed that they had decided not to press charges against Frank Bainimarama, despite the fact that the DPP says that there was enough evidence to take the matter to court. Now, the decision's been slammed by former Prime Ministers of Fiji, with the local newspaper The Fiji Times reporting today that Mahendra Chaudhry has voiced his shock at the outcome, while another former Prime Minister, who's now the opposition leader, Sitiveni Rabuka, claims that the result shows there are double standards for the everyday Fijian and then different ones for the Prime Minister. Our reporter Liam Fox is covering the story for us. Liam, firstly, given the DPP says there's sufficient evidence to charge Mr. Bainimarama, why isn't he going to do it?
Essentially, the DPP, Christopher Pride, has said that because the Fiji Parliament's Privileges Committee has dealt with the matter, that's the end of it. In a statement, he has said that to charge Mr. Bainimarama would subject him to double jeopardy, which is unconstitutional. Double jeopardy being the legal notion that a person can't be tried for the same offence twice. As you may remember, the Speaker referred the incident to Parliament's Privileges Committee, which found both Mr. Bainimarama and Mr. Tikanduadua breached parliamentary privilege and ordered them both to apologise or face a six-month suspension. Mr. Bainimarama apologised, but Mr. Tikanduadua did not. Given that, and given the notion of the constitutional separation of powers, whereby the judiciary does not interfere with decisions made by Parliament, Mr. Pride said there will be no further action. The matter is closed, he said. The police docket returned to police.
All right. Now, Liam, I understand you have spoken with the leader of the opposition party, the National Federation Party. What's his reaction been?
The NFP's leader, Biman Prasad, disagrees with the DPP's decision not to lay charges and says the party is examining it and discussing their next move. He's reiterated his belief that the matter should not have been handled by Parliament and that the Privilege Committee's investigation and finding was a sham, one which punished the victim of the alleged assault. Mr. Prasad says Parliament has the power to prosecute members for the assault of other members, an offence which is punishable by up to 2 years' jail, a fact which Mr. Pride also noted. But as we know, that did not happen. But Dr. Prasad says the DPP's acknowledgement that there was sufficient evidence to press charges vindicates Mr. Tikanduadua's decision to go public about the alleged assault and to lay a complaint with police. Here's some of what he had to say.
Both the Attorney General as well as those speaking on behalf of the Prime Minister initially had denied that it happened until such time that the video came out and went viral. So the DPP's observation tells us a lot that Honourable Pio Tikanduadua was not lying. He was accused of lying. But he's been proven right. And obviously, it's shameful that the Prime Minister would have conducted himself in that manner with respect to another member of Parliament.
That's the opinion of Biman Prasad. He is the leader of the National Federation Party in Fiji, which, of course, is in opposition. Has there been any response, Liam, from Frank Bainimarama? You, in fact, saw him yesterday while he was in Brisbane, or his party, or the government?
As of yet, no, there has not been any public response. Mr. Bainimarama's Fiji First Party has an, at times, pretty belligerent social media presence and was quick to call Mr. Tikanduadua a liar over his assault allegation. But so far, it has not acknowledged the DPP's decision on its Facebook or Twitter accounts. Mr. Bainimarama was in Australia yesterday to talk at the Australia-Fiji Business Forum in Brisbane. His speech focused mainly on spruiking Fiji as a place to do business and unsurprisingly did not mention the DPP's decision not to lay charges. One thing Mr. Bainimarama did comment on was the state of the relationship with Australia, which he described as very good.
Friends, I'm confident that history will already remember 2019 as a momentous year for the Fiji-Australian friendship. The frequency of these visits and this direct line of communication we've established, unprecedented.